Millions of Muslims around the world celebrate Eid al-Adha, known as the Feast of Sacrifice. It marks the height of the annual Hajj pilgrimage underway in the Saudi holy city of Mecca. Muslims in different countries, including in Syria, Indonesia, Pakistan, Tunisia, and Morocco, have offered the eight prayers. Palestinian worshippers have attended the special prayers in Jerusalem al-Quds and the besieged Gaza Strip. The occasion is held in honor of Prophet Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his son as an act of obedience to God's command. Since Prophet Muhammad's time, Muslims have marked the Eid al-Adha by sacrificing animals like camels and sheep. They also visit their relatives and friends as a sign of unity among the Islamic community. Israeli forces have attacked Palestinian worshippers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the occupied East Jerusalem Al-Quds during the Eid al-Adha prayers. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians were performing the Eid al-Adha prayers when Israeli settlers backed by army forces raided the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Clashes intensified after Israeli settlers entered the mosque to mark a Jewish occasion. Israeli forces used tear gas and live ammunition to disperse the Palestinians. At least 14 worshippers were injured, while some others were affected by inhaling tear gas. A number of Palestinians were also arrested by the Israeli police. The Palestine Liberation Organization has blamed the Israeli regime for provoking religious and political tension. From London, I'm now joined by James Thring, who is a peace advocate and political commentator. James, good to have you with us. Let's have your evaluation of what's going on in the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. It's where the Palestinians actually do their worship and religious rituals, and then they're stormed into by a group of settlers, and then they are not stopped by Israeli forces and troops. They are even backed.
Well, the Israeli settlers are obviously terrorists in the very worst sense of the word. They have no restrictions from their so-called state, which in effect is a terrorist state in itself. This is going against all human norms. It's against the agreement that was made with Jordan over who should be allowed to worship or even be at the Al-Aqsa compound. And it's against international law to attack civilians, especially in a religious context like this. And for that reason, it should again be taken to the United Nations Security Council. The Russians and the Chinese and maybe the non-aligned people should table a motion calling for sanctions on Israel until they agree to the UN stipulation that the whole of Jerusalem, certainly the eastern part, and the Al-Aqsa compound should be held in the context of an international city that's meant to be overseen by the United Nations. The United Nations is ignoring its responsibilities here. And as I've said before, the danger that the United States might try to block such a vote calling for sanctions should be overturned by the people there, the representatives of China and Russia and so on, using Article 27 of the Charter, which says that parties to a dispute forfeit their right to vote. So the United States, which is a party to this dispute in the sense that they're supporting the Israelis, and worse still, raising money to try and obliterate the entire compound so that the Israelis can rebuild or build, in my view, another temple. So it's a really serious situation that the Israelis are deliberately building up here in order to clear the place for their own use. It's going to cause tremendous trouble throughout the Muslim world, And we as British people should be supporting them, because it's very largely our responsibility that we abrogated in 1948 that they're in this dreadful situation.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate your comments. James Thringa, peace advocate and political commentator, joined us from London.